For ID the Future, I'm David Klinghoffer. Two phrases you will often encounter in our work at Evolution News are intelligent design, of course, and human exceptionalism. The latter is the idea that human beings hold a unique place in the world, reflecting a special status not comparable to other creatures. What do ID and this unique status have to say about each other? Our friend and colleague Wesley Smith has offered an occasion to consider that relationship. He asks an important question. Does an understanding of humankind's dignity and worth depend on religious arguments and religious faith? Wesley forcefully argues no, and I agree with him. He makes the secular case for human exceptionalism in a concise podcast called More Than in God's Image, based on a rational surveying of mankind's gifts that distinguish us from all other known life. Wesley, however, if I understand correctly, says mankind's unique endowments argue for human exceptionalism, whether they are the product of, quote, blind evolution or intelligent design. I'm not sure I agree with that. The question is always, what should we do with our gifts? What inference should we draw from them? Here's an analogy. Let's say you know two very wealthy people. One came by his wealth via a lottery, a blind process, and he sees no purpose or intention behind it. It was just the luck of the draw. The other, whether he inherited his wealth or came by it through enterprise, perceives it as a gift motivated by an underlying design. His fortune is not by the luck of the draw. It was given to him on purpose. Both individuals are exceptionally wealthy. Which is likelier to use his money to advance good causes, to share it with others, to see himself as, in some sense, deputized to put his fortunes to noble uses? Another point, all of mankind's unique gifts are functions of consciousness. They aren't as evident when a person is unconscious or cognitively impaired. In an evolutionary scenario, perhaps human dignity is partially, or wholly, surrendered when that condition, consciousness, that makes us exceptional isn't there. On the other hand, against a backdrop of intelligent design, which is a scientific, not religious argument, for purpose behind nature, impaired cognition would not rob an individual of his profound significance. Even in the absence of religious understanding, the observation of design, that the universe was somehow prepared with our privileged species in mind, endows human life with a glow of intention that can't be denied. That would seem to be true whether we are conscious and in possession of all our faculties or not. In short, I would say design helps make the case for human dignity. Evolution does not. Thanks, as always, to Wesley Smith for provoking us to weigh vital matters that, in our confused world, are too often disregarded. Be sure to follow Wesley's great work at evolutionnews.org and at Discovery Institute's Center on Human Exceptionalism, which you'll find at humanexceptionalism.org. I'm David Klinghoffer for ID the Future.
Hi, I'm Doug Axe, and I have a new book coming out on July 12th titled Undeniable: How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. And I think this book will give you a new take on your intuition about the design of life. If you go to the website, undeniabledesign.com, before July 12th, you have an opportunity to pre-order the book and receive some gifts. You'll get three books, one called Science and Human Origins, I did a chapter in that, another called Debating Darwin's Doubt that I've contributed to, and a copy of The Unofficial Guide to Cosmos. In addition, you get an opportunity to participate in a private exclusive conference call with me and Michael Medved, where you can put questions to me about the book and I'll do my best to answer them. So go to undeniabledesign.com before July 12th, pre-order the book, and you get these gifts, an opportunity to participate in the conference call, And be sure to tell your friends and family about the opportunity to pre-order as well at undeniabledesign.com.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.